How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer are inspiring you to get your business right. They know that customer experience isn't just another thing. It's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Angel is out in Austin, Texas today as she is speaking to the Small Business Expo. She has been on a speaking tour for the last 5 or 6 weeks, and the whole idea of it is to train small business owners and entrepreneurs how to build their brand using the radio. And there's somebody who has used the radio to build their brand for years and years and years. And as we reported yesterday to you, it is with heavy hearts that we have lost another major right rock icon. Tom Petty passed away yesterday as the frontman of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, a solo artist, even an actor and a radio host. Petty was major influence in both the rock and entertainment worlds. He wooed people with his soft, pleasing voice on hit songs such as The Waiting, You Got Lucky, I Won't Back Down, and Free Fallin'. His 13 albums with Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers and 3 solo albums topped the Billboard charts, and many became gold and platinum records. In 88, Petty joined fellow musicians Bob Dylan, George Harrison, Roy Orbison, and Jeff Lynne to form the supergroup The Traveling Wilburys, which released 2 studio albums, and the band was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2002. Came across an article that thought you would enjoy. I certainly did. And it was that he came across a number of what I'm calling Tom Petty-isms, and wanted to share some of the things that he said. These are quotes, Tom Petty quotes, to kind of honor him and to remember the input that he made in so many other people's lives. On the topic of staying strong, Tom Petty said this: I got just one life in a world that keeps on pushing me around, but I stand my ground. I won't back down. On following your dreams, do something you really like and hopefully it pays the rent. As far as I'm concerned, that's success. You know, what a great thing to say. You know, if you do what you love and it pays the rent, what more do you really want? On the topic of authenticity, if you're phony, they will feel it in the farthest row of the arena. You have to really care, and you have to make yourself care time and time again. I was a stage illusionist for the better part of 2.5 decades, and I get this. I've been on stage. I've had an auditorium filled with 5,000 people. I performed one time for 240,000 people all at once with 8 jumbotrons in the Portland Riverside Park. And in order for me to feel like I was successful, I had to be able to reach out to the furthest seat in the house and make sure that they knew that I cared. I agree with his quote. When it has to do with mindset, he says, I like to be an optimist, but I like to be a realist too. On luck, baby, even losers get lucky sometimes. That's a classic Tom Pettyism. On the subject of taking chances, he says, Some say life will beat you down, break your heart, steal your crown. So I've started out for God knows where, and I guess I'll know when I get there. Tom Petty. Tom Petty-isms helping us understand that, you know, something, life is what it is. And we're going to miss him, that's for sure. On Life's Up and Downs, Ups and Downs, Tom Petty says, some days are diamonds, some days are rocks. And on Learning from Experience, he says, the only good thing about getting older is you get smart enough to avoid unnecessary problems. And you know, that's you know what's worth spending time on and what's not. If I had known that at 20, life would have been so much easier. But you have to experience all these things so you figure out how to find your way through the woods. We're talking about Tom Petty. We're talking about his legendary career. And these are the inspiring quotes that come from him on the topic of passion. Go after what you really love and find a way to make that work for you. You'll be a happy person. On his love for music, he says, music is probably the only real magic I have encountered in my life. He says, there's not some trick involved with it. It's pure and it's real. It moves, it heals, it communicates, and it does all these incredible things. On the subject of time to move on, time to get going. What lies ahead, I have no way of knowing. But under my feet, baby, grass is growing. And then on the topic of having a purpose, you belong somewhere, you feel free. Those are the Tom Petty-isms that he is famous for in many, many different ways. You know, he was not only a legendary rocker, of course, we talked about his induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but his accomplishments go beyond the recording studio. He got his feet wet in front of the camera, making an appearance in the 1987 comedy Made in Heaven, and in the 1997 film The Postman, starring Kevin Costner. He also launched his own Sirius XM radio show, Tom Petty's Buried Treasure, in 2005, and with a four-decade-long music career, his reputation stands strong. Just this year, the Heartbreakers wrapped up its final tour, celebrating their 40th anniversary. The world is crushed at the loss of Tom Petty. I know I'm going to miss his presence, but certainly I know that his music, his quotes, his legacy, if you will, continues on. And I'm super grateful for that as well. Tom Petty, dead at 66. There's another thing that I want to share with you, a couple of things that are happening in the world of social media. And these are trends that you should be prepared for in 2018. Social media trends affecting both users and brands, they are strengthening and they are accelerating. Of course, in the past year, a number of significant stories involved social media. Facebook lured Snapchat users to Instagram. The President of the United States communicated official policy positions, in 140 characters with his tweets. And Apple announced plans to alter the way that we interact with our mobile devices. Next year, social media is poised to create even more disruption as a number of new technological advancements go mainstream and as social norms related to social media change. Here are some of the top social media trends to prepare for as 2018 draws near. First of all, the rise of augmented reality. You saw it with Pokemon Go, and now the first ever event hosted in the Steve Jobs Theater, Apple announced the iPhone 8 and the iPhone X. Both devices incorporate a new chip that allows phones to provide users with extraordinary augmented reality experiences. While augmented reality will have its initial impact on mobile gaming, it's likely that social media platforms will also find ways to incorporate the new technology as well. It's conceivable that Snapchat or Instagram will soon support filters that allow users to take a selfie with a friend or a celebrity projected by augmented reality. Similarly, brands could soon project their products into the homes of social media users through special filters. Here's another one. Increasing popularity of Instagram stories. Over 200 million people use Instagram stories every month, which is over 50 million more than those who used Snapchat. Instagram Stories is just a year old. At this rate, nearly half of all Instagram users will be using Stories by the end of 2018. That means that brands interested in connecting with Instagram users must take the time to master Instagram Stories. Folks, listen up. It's coming. There will be continued investment in an influencer marketing. Over 90% of marketers who employ an influencer marketing strategy believe that it is successful. Companies like North Face and HubSpot and Rolex use social media based influencer marketing strategies to connect with new audiences and improve engagement with their existing audiences. This year, we saw that brands that opted for traditional advertising strategies struggled to connect with social media users. Next year, it's likely that more brands will embrace influencer marketing as a way to connect with audiences who tend to ignore traditional stories. And then focus on Generation Z. A recent study conducted by Goldman Sachs concluded that Generation Z was more valuable to most organizations than millennials. Today, the oldest Gen Zers are 22 years old. They're just beginning to enter the labor force, and they will have increased buying power for some time. Brands will begin to recognize this and will shift their social media strategies accordingly. Expect great investment in platforms loved by Gen Zers like Snapchat and Instagram. That's just some of the upcoming trends in social media coming in 2018. We'll keep you posted. We'll probably end the program with the rest of these. So stay tuned. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Network. This is the home of positive business talk.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your not working and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at ExtremeRelationshipManagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.T. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
This is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion or want to ask us a question? Email radio at experiencepros.com or message us on the Experience Pros Facebook page and we'll interact with you live on the show.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. We do want to interact with you. The number to call, 303-632-4160. 303-632-4160. If you've got something to say, we'd love to hear it, and you can participate in the conversation. Today, we want to talk a little bit about some good food. You know I am a foodie of sorts, and there is the Good Food 100, the Good Food 100 restaurants, an annual list of restaurants that educates eaters and celebrates restaurants for being transparent with their purchasing practices. We've talked about this before on the broadcast. And we are excited to have our next guest, Brian Lundowski. He is the associate director at the Business Research Division, and he's going to help us understand the value of the Good Food 100. Brian, welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
It is very nice to have you. Now, Brian, what's give our listeners a little bit of a heads up, an overview of the Good Food 100.
Sure. So I work at the Lead School of Business at the University of Colorado Boulder, and we worked with the Good Food Media Network, particularly with Sarah Brito, to study these food networks or the supply chain of food for restaurants. So this study examines food and the food network and looks at the nodes of producers and wholesalers and restaurants that really comprise the food network. And in many cases, we talked with restaurants and traced food all the way back to the source. So we started this about maybe 9 months ago. We did a survey of restaurants nationally. We heard back from 90 of them, and they provided us with a lot of detail about their food networks. We asked a series of questions about product types and where they purchase the food from. We asked about specific purveyors of food. We audited what they provided us with, and we came up with a rating system from 2 links to 6 links that rate these restaurants and their intensity of good food purchases. I think what's interesting is that we did hear from 90 restaurants representing restaurants in 23 states, covering every region of the U.S. And these restaurants really range from every type of restaurant, from fine dining down to food service. So I think that it shows that good food can be achievable in any type of restaurant nationally. And we also did an economic impact of these restaurants. We found that there's 68 million in collective good food purchases had an economic impact of about 199 million nationally last year.
Wow. Wow. We've had Sarah Brito on the program before to talk about this, the Good Food Initiative, and it's exciting to see that there's more and more restaurants picking up and joining the organization and trying to get in and get behind what's going on. Break it down for me, if you will, please. What type of restaurants are faster to adopt or to adapt to this this type of platform?
I think in this study we found that, I mean, remember that restaurants self-select into this study, so it's not something that's representative of all of these restaurants nationally.
Sure,
it's not something we can extrapolate out. But within this group of 90, we found that most of them were fine dining and casual dining establishments. So,
okay.
I'm in Boulder, and Boulder, Colorado is certainly a hotbed of a place where people think very innovatively about food on the packaged food side as well as restaurants.
You know, one of the things that I found was interesting, the results was that fish and seafood scored to the very top of the game. They're at 99% in their good food purchasing. And, you know, that's encouraging, especially because here in Colorado, we're landlocked, right? And that's not necessarily, but they go the extra mile to make sure that the food is sustainable and fresh.
Right. Yeah. These are restaurants with chefs who are making very conscious, intentional decisions about where they're sourcing their food.
Talk to us a little bit about some of the sustainable practices as it relates to food prep waste. I mean, I used to operate a couple of restaurants in my day, and you know, if you could manage the waste and control the waste, you would be way ahead of the game. What's happening in the restaurants that reported back?
Yeah, I think that we did hear back from restaurants as far as the additional efforts that they make within their restaurants to be sustainable. But also we heard from restaurants that's how they're really able to achieve the good food practices, still turn a profit and continue to stay in operation. And part of that effort is cutting down on food waste as well as other sustainable practices within the restaurant. So it's a really comprehensive approach where these restaurants have to think innovatively and differently about how they're approaching the restaurant business.
Yeah, well, when I started in the restaurant industry, and I was a fast food restaurant at the time, but when I got in there, food and paper was supposed to be at 30%, and the store that I inherited, I guess, was somewhere around 36%. By the time I got done with it 6 months later, it was down to 26%.
Wow.
And you know, I mean, that all goes to the bottom line, but it also goes to a sustainable, you know, footprint, right?
Right, but I think at the same time, one thing we know when we take a look at other data, not from this study particularly, but you know, food is one of those products that we've seen in our society get cheaper over time, and households have devoted a smaller percentage of their income to food over time, and I think that's something that we're seeing people start to think differently about. Cheaper isn't necessarily better when it comes to.
I was going to ask, do the farmers know that, Brian?
Well, I think we are seeing farmers who are taking note of that.
Interesting.
There are purveyors like Nyman Ranch out there who are making concerted efforts to connect sustainable farmers with restaurants, and they're doing a very good job at it, and they have a loyal set of farmers who are consistently providing products.
I love it.
To restaurants.
Brian Lundowski is our guest. Brian, where do you want our listeners to go to find more information about the Good Food 100?
So if you just Google Good Food 100, that's probably the easiest way to find the study.
All right. It's good stuff. Good Food 100. You folks are doing good work, and we're grateful for you. One of our listeners, Dennis, says, my favorite is Seasons 52. Great quality, and we hope that they're in that process as well. Brian, thanks for joining us, man. We really appreciate your time.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye.
Absolutely. And folks, do take a look at the Good Food 100. If sustainability matters to you, if freshness matters to you, if a smaller carbon footprint is in your bailiwick, you're going to find a list of those restaurants that have signed up and are participating in the Good Food 100. All right, gang, we're going to have to take a quick break. This is the Experience Pros Radio Show, home of positive business talk. Thankful for you tuning in. If you want to join into this or any other segment, the number is available, 303-632-4160. Back after these messages.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
Dr. Barbara Knust of Atlanta is a veterinarian and epidemiologist with the Centers for Disease Control, who's especially interested in diseases that affect both animals and people. When you're dealing with an infectious disease, it's important to make sure information gets out to the public in a timely manner. But as Dr. Knust explains, it's crucial to make sure that information is factual.
One thing that has made a humongous difference is the ability for information to be shared by the internet. And sometimes it's good information and sometimes it's bad information. And so we're trying to do our best to make sure that there's good scientifically based, evidence-based information about how to control diseases that's out there. Because sometimes people can spread rumors and that's another potential source of misinformation.
This pet trend is brought to you by the American Veterinary Medical Association. Visit avma.org to learn about the wide variety of issues that are important to you and your pet. That's avma.org.
BizTalk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the BizTalk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, BizTalk Radio. Alexa, open BizTalk Market Tips.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples, it's pro time. Visit staples.com/20color. Expires 11/4/17. Exclusions apply.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
The Experience Pros Radio Show, home of the original Fan Bragging Fridays. Take just 20 seconds to become a business revolutionary by sharing a fan bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the Fan Bragging Hotline at 855-FANBRAG. FANBRAG. Now back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
Oh, welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Very nice to have you there. Just must have dozed off for just a moment there. Wow. Could your sleep problems be fatal? More than 22 million Americans suffer from sleep apnea, a serious sleep disorder that occurs when a person stops breathing during sleep. How do I know? I'm one of them. I am the target market for our next guest, who in his book, Stop the Snore, Dr. Gene Sabatero, founder of the Julian Center for Comprehensive Dentistry, addresses sleep apnea and his holistic biological means for treating it. Dr. Sabatero says that many of the patients that he treated for TMJ pain also complained about snoring, prompting him to make a connection between the pain and sleep apnea. Dr. Sabatero, welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show.
Thank you for the invite. I appreciate it, Eric. I was a little concerned there for a second.
Well, you know, sometimes we just try to make it entertaining. but you know, there's no laughing matter to the matter of sleep apnea. Give us an overview, please, doctor, of what is sleep apnea and why is it happening and why do we relate it to snoring?
Well, you know, they are related. They absolutely are related. And sleep apnea actually means, the word apnea come from the Greek, means to actually stop breathing. So during your sleep, when you stop breathing, you are in a state where the body is suffocating or choking. It's not getting enough oxygen to the brain and to the heart and to all the other cells in the body. And what we see quite often, although it's not 100%, is that people with sleep apnea also snore. And those that snore more than likely have sleep apnea. But it says not 100%. Snoring is really the vibration of air that's going through the back of your throat. So when the tongue partially blocks it, the air is not getting completely through, so you hear this little vibration.
Yeah.
And it doesn't necessarily mean you have sleep apnea.
Is it that soft tissue and the tongue blocking, is that a big player in the apnea side of things?
Absolutely correct, because as we age, although interesting that we see this in children too, but typically more obese children, but as we age, the tissue in the back of the throat actually gets softer. We do have fat pads in the tongue, so we tend to put weight on there. And slowly as we age, the airway is getting smaller and smaller. So as a consequence of that, when you lay down at nighttime, the tongue has nowhere else to go but in the back of the throat. And when it completely obstructs, that's when you get sleep apnea.
Now, doctor, you've come up with some answers for this. Give us some of your solutions, and then I want to ask you about some of the products I see on the market on a regular basis.
Yes, the solution from a dental perspective is to fabricate an appliance, which like an orthodontic appliance, that fits in your mouth. You wear it at nighttime. What it does basically is hold your jaw in a forward position. So when you close your mouth together, your jaw comes forward into this appliance, and as a consequence, since the tongue is attached to the back of the jaw, the lower jaw, it also brings the tongue out of the back of the throat. We think that's a better solution than maybe tying a fish hook to it and holding your tongue out and tying it to the bedpost.
So yeah.
I think a little more effective, although the CPAP, which you've probably heard of,
sure,
is actually even more effective, but nobody wants to wear that thing.
Well, it's not very sexy, Doctor.
No, it's not.
You know, you put that thing on and you look like one of the X-Wing fighters. Not very sexy. Let me ask you about some of the things that we see. You know, there's and these are product names, and I don't necessarily need you to endorse or not endorse them, but the product that is in all the conversation right now is this one called Zippa, which is a mouthpiece that does exactly what you described, pulls the jaw forward, but it also has a tongue blade. What do you think about that?
It has some merit to it. My concern is, how do you really know it's effective if you're not testing?
Right.
So we do some pretty elaborate testing, whether it's at a sleep center, or now we have available home sleep tests that they can take home. So we can get a baseline, and then we can do what's called titration, where you put the appliance in, and then we test it. We want to make sure that it actually is opening the airway, not just silencing the snore, which is why I changed the name of the book from Silence the Snore to Stop the Snore. If we silence the snore, but the sleep apnea doesn't improve or gets worse, we've actually removed the sort of foghorn or signal that typically will wake you up, or someone will wake you up because you're disturbing them. So you've got to be a little bit careful about those over-the-counter appliances.
Absolutely, and I'm grateful for your insight on that. Now, this is personal for you. Talk to us about what made you decide to start studying sleep apnea, and kind of tie that together, because I also have obstructive sleep apnea and have been diagnosed with it. Did nothing about it, and that's probably to my downfall.
Yes, I would guess it is. So to find somebody in your area that can help you out. I think you'll find that it really will change your life in terms of your ability to sleep and just feel more energized and more fatigued. But getting back to your question, two things, really. One, treating TMJ patients, so people that have jaw pain, headaches, migraines. I've been treating that for probably 25 years. We started to notice a lot of these people were having problems with sleep. And as we were looking in the back of the throat, we noticed, wow, there's not a very big opening there. I wonder how you're getting air through there.
Yeah.
So this was kind of the evolution of treating sleep apnea with oral appliances. So that was probably the main focus. And the second thing that makes it really personal is that my father passed away from what I believe was sleep apnea. He had a sudden heart attack. But interesting is he had a sleep study, and they told him he didn't have sleep apnea, which I think was totally wrong, but I didn't have enough information at the time. But what I do remember is that he wasn't able to sleep in the same bedroom with my mom because he snored so loud. So he had this loud snoring, he had heart issues, he had a lot of fatigue, but they diagnosed him without sleep apnea, which I think was not correct. So that was kind of a personal thing that really motivated me.
Yeah.
Get the information out there, because there's just too many people's lives that are being affected by this.
Doctor, you have just described the very essence of who I am. I've got an arrhythmia, a tachycardia, obstructive sleep apnea. I snore like a banshee, and I'm a single man, and there's probably a reason. Where do we go to find more information about how to either get this fixed, or we certainly want to get a copy of your book, Stop the Snoring, or Stop the Snore?
Well, the book is available currently at Amazon. We are now working on an audio version, which should be out in about 3 weeks. But you can get the softbound book there now. In your area, depending on who's listening, you want to look out for one of two things or both: a board-certified sleep physician, which you can typically find at a local sleep center, so you should be able to Google that, or a dentist who has experience in treating sleep apnea, snoring, and other sleep-disordered breathing problems. So either one, usually they work in tandem. They work usually as a team. So there should be somebody in the area wherever your listeners are. So, and I wouldn't hesitate, including for yourself, Eric. I this was obviously appropriate for you. So I think it'd be great to see you get someone there to help you out.
Yes, sir. I will follow up with that. We're talking to Dr. Eugene Sambatoro. His website, juliandentist.com. That's Julian, J-U-L-I-A-N, dentist.com. Been a leader in the field of dentistry for more than 35 years. His holistic approach to dentistry rooted in an understanding of the interconnectedness of oral and whole body health. Doctor, thank you so much for joining us and for your work in this field. I've already heard from a couple of my listeners giving me the stink eye and telling me to get on it. I appreciate you and what you're doing, my friend.
Eric, thank you for the time. I really appreciate that. And good luck to you. And may I say, never have a sleepless night.
Never have a sleepless night. Folks, go get a copy. Now get two. One for you and one for the person offended by the snoring of Stop the Snore. And Dr. Gene Sambatoro, thank you very much again. We appreciate you. Listen, folks, if you think sleeping poorly at night just means feeling tired the next day, you're in for quite an awakening. It can kill this thing called sleep apnea. Go get it. We'll be back right after these messages. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Network, home of positive business talk.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk.
Are you currently in the middle of a new home purchase and wondering if you're going to get the best deal out there? Have you been working on getting a home loan and still not sure if you're approved? Hey, this is Eric. Is your closing date fast approaching? You still don't know when or even if you're going to close? Check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. Let them serve your mortgage needs. They specialize in first-time homebuyers, military, and low-down payment options. And they're here to serve you. Get your free mortgage consultation and rate match comparison at Movement.com. With their upfront approval and streamlined closing process, you'll know if and when you're going to close. Join the movement of change and discover a new way to bring you home fast. Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179. NMLC ConsumerAccess.org. Movement Mortgage.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. and we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. The Experience Pros, America's home for positive business talk.
Hey, welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Thank you for tuning in. This is America's home for positive business talk. Thrilled that you are a part of our listening family. Angel is out in Austin, Texas. She'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. That's a saying that my dad handed down to us. But we do hope to have her back in the studio for the Experience Pros Radio Show tomorrow afternoon. Stay with us. And figured we'd wrap up the program by completing a conversation that we started at the top of this hour, talking about the 10 social media trends to prepare for in 2018. There are, in fact, powerful social media trends affecting both users and brands that are strengthening and accelerating as we near the 2018 mark. We spoke of already the first four: the rise of augmented reality, the increasing popularity of Instagram stories, continued investment in influencer marketing, and the focus on Generation Z. I had to look up Generation Z because, you know, it was fairly easy when we started talking about baby boomers. It was fairly easy when we started talking about the silent generation or even Generation X, and millennials can be easily defined. But Generation Z, also known as the I generation or centennials or postmillennials or the homeland generation, is the demographic cohort after the millennials. There's no precise dates for when Gen Z starts or ends. Demographers and researchers typically use the mid-1990s to the mid-2000s as a starting birth year, and as of yet, there's little consensus regarding ending birth years. The significant aspect of Generation Z is the widespread usage of the internet from a very young age. Members of Gen Z are typically thought of as being comfortable with technology and interacting on social media websites for a significant portion of their socialization. They've known nothing else. Some commentators have suggested that growing up through the Great Recession has given the cohort a feeling of unsettlement and insecurity. So we carry on our conversation. They're focusing on Gen Z. Brands are going to begin to realize and shift their social media strategies accordingly. You can expect great investment in platforms loved by Gen Zers like Snapchat and Instagram. And number five, increasing brand participation in messaging platforms. Over 2.5 billion people use messaging platforms globally. We're talking about instant messaging or Messenger on Facebook or chatbots and artificial intelligence, voice assistants, those kinds of things. There's another one called WhatsApp or Kik, K-I-K. Those will all be increasing. Expansion of live streaming. What was once a novel gimmick has become a mainstream part of social media today. Brands big and small have used live streaming to capture the attention of followers. We use live streaming to capture the attention of followers. We have, we broadcast this program for 2 hours every single day, weekday, and we have 8 different segments of live streaming video that goes out across the internet and straight into the Facebook sphere. So, these things are not going away, folks. These are the trends for 2018. There's a program called, a backpack manufacturer called GoRuck, and the organizer of extreme endurance events. They're an example of a medium-sized brand that has grown its reach by live streaming compelling content on Facebook. Thousands of followers tune in to watch a 48-hour coverage of a recent endurance race. What will you do to capture the eyes and hearts of your audience? Twitter is rethinking. Twitter's failed to grow followers significantly in 2017. In fact, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram all have more social media followers. This year, Twitter also lost access to streaming NFL games. Amazon won those rights. In 2018, it's likely that Twitter leadership will aim to rethink how the platform operates. Possible changes to Twitter include the selling of the company to private investors, changing the platform to include some subscription element, and or revamping Twitter advertising options, which have fallen behind other platforms. Number 8, digital handouts go mainstream. House Party is a video hangout platform used by over 1 million people each day. It's primarily used by Gen Zers as a way to hang out with friends digitally. The platform is so successful that Facebook is reportedly investigating ways to create similar functionality within their platform. And you know what happens. This is not in the article. This is a Thus Thinketh Eric. What happens when Facebook is taken by a technology and they try to replicate it, and they spend a little time replicating and they just can't seem to get it? They buy it. They just outright buy it. Seeing video become increasingly important on social media, live video group hangouts next are the natural next iteration of this trend. Conceivable that in 2018, Facebook will announce a similar product that will win over users just as Instagram's introduction of Stories did. Facebook Space goes mainstream. Facebook isn't just interested in live video streaming. They've been working on a project called Spaces that is designed to allow friends to connect in VR. That's virtual reality for those of us who are older than Gen Z. Given that Facebook owns Oculus, a virtual reality hardware and software company, it's no surprise that the social media giant is developing a platform to make use of the new technology. Facebook is poised to scale Spaces in 2018. When they do, it's likely that they'll be the first successful VR social media product at scale. And finally, we're talking about social media trends for 2018. Social platforms embrace stronger governance policies. After a series of controversial decisions during the 2016 presidential election, social media platforms have embraced a more hands-on approach to governing conduct on their platforms. Facebook recently turned over thousands of ads that seem to be connected to the Russian meddling and has invested in new AI and human forms of monitoring. Given the criticism that Facebook and Twitter received during 2017, it's likely these platforms will embrace codes of conduct and governance policies that protect the brands from future criticism. In conclusion, a number of new social media trends that will impact users and brands alike are strengthening and accelerating. It seems likely that video streaming and virtual reality is going to go mainstream, and brands will turn to newer social platforms like Instagram, Snapchat, as Gen Zers increasingly spend their time there. With the announcement of the new iPhones, augmented reality is a chance to become as part of social media in ways that were unimaginable only a few short years ago. And lastly, Twitter and Facebook will most likely adjust their policies to protect their brands from political criticism and to provide users with a better online experience. There you have it. That's what's happening in 2018, and it's already underway. Friends, thank you for tuning in to this, the home of positive business talk, the Experience Pros Radio Show. As mentioned, Angel will be back in the studio, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise tomorrow afternoon. We're grateful for you for tuning in to this broadcast. Do us a favor and share it with somebody else, and we'll see you tomorrow.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.